MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 19, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Changes in the Stewart Hospital saga, Wicked Tuna gone from Nat Geo, and Marblehead School contract update. Thunderstorms, low to mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:33 a.m. and 11:45 p.m., back in 70 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Friday, Governor Mara Healey announced that deals in principle have been reached to transition operations at four Stewart hospitals: St. Anne's Hospital, Good Samaritan Medical Center, the Holy Family Hospitals, and Morton Hospital to new operators.
Today, I am happy to announce that Massachusetts is taking steps to save and keep operating the five remaining Stewart hospitals in Massachusetts. And in doing so, we are protecting access to care in those communities and preserving jobs, jobs of thousands of hardworking women and men who work at these hospitals. And let me just say at the outset, none of us wanted to be here in the first place. This is not something that Massachusetts created. It was something that was created by the greed and the exploitation of an individual, Ralph Dellatore, and members of his team. Dellatore's actions brought us to nearly the brink of collapse here in Massachusetts at all seven of the Stewart hospitals. From the outset, we have worked hard as a team to confront the reality of the situation and to work as best as we could and as quickly as we could to save hospitals, to save jobs, and preserve access to care for our residents. From the outset, the goal has been of Kate Walsh, of Robbie Goldstein, our entire team, has been to save as many hospitals as possible after Dellatore and Stewart bankrupted them.
Here's the skinny from Governor Healey.
We now have reached agreements by which three highly qualified healthcare leaders will be purchasing and taking over the operations of four of these hospitals. Boston Medical Center will purchase Good Samaritan in Brockton. Lifespan will purchase Morton Hospital in Taunton and St. Anne's Hospital in Fall River. And Lawrence General Hospital will purchase both hospital campuses of Holy Family in Haverhill and Methuen. We are grateful for their partnership and their commitment to not only maintaining the quality of care, but to improving the quality of care in these communities. And I am personally so grateful that these entities are now taking over as acquirers of these hospitals.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey. The Healey-Driscoll administration will also take control of St. Elizabeth's through eminent domain to facilitate the transition to a new owner and keep the hospital open. Gail McCarthy is writing in the Gloucester Times, the long-running reality series Wicked Tuna may have gone belly up on the National Geographic Channel, but its fishermen stars are steaming ahead in their quest to land bluefin tuna. The series, based out of Gloucester, concluded its 13th season, and fans were hoping for another. National Geographic, in an official statement, confirmed at 5 p.m. Friday that after more than 200 episodes, it is not planning a season 14, of the hit show that has taken viewers on a crazy ride on the high seas. The show has brought people from near and far flooding into the nation's oldest seaport to catch a glimpse of the captains and crew, or catch sight of the fishing vessels and their lucrative catch. The captains are now fishing for a new home on a new network. Lauren DeMarco is writing in itemlive.com. According to the Marblehead Education Association, the Marblehead School Committee has indicated it plans to request mediation from a state-appointed mediator and not go back to bargaining with the custodial unit. MEA President Jonathan Heller, actually he's co-president, is quoted as saying, "This is after only two bargaining sessions since the custodian contract expired June 30. The MEA said it intends to file an objection and request the Department of Labor to direct the school committee to return to bargaining with regard to the custodial unit. Many of the proposals made by the union are expected to impact other bargaining units. Common proposals relate to staff and student safety, employee rights, and equitable benefits shared among all MEA bargaining units. Some proposals, however, relate to basic equity in benefits among school staff." Paul Layton writes that in Beverly, the Pickled Onion has withdrawn plans to build a new five-story building on its site. The Rantoul Street restaurant had submitted plans to the city in June that called for demolishing its building and constructing a new one with eight apartments on the top four floors and the Pickled Onion on the ground floor. But owner Peter Kelly said he withdrew the plan last week after the city raised questions about parking for the new building. He said the Pickled Onion will remain open in the current building. Matt Petrie of the Newburyport Daily News is reporting that nearly a year after breaking ground on the John F. Cutter Jr. Fire Station, city officials recently announced that the project's finish line is in sight. Mayor Chief of Staff Andrew Levine provided some updates on the station, which were included in Mayor Sean Reardon's briefing to the City Council released during last Monday's meeting. Levine is quoted as saying, "We expect the construction will be substantially completed in the next 2 months, and what that includes is testing and commissioning of all the mechanical, electrical, plumbing equipment, and installing and testing all the systems." He noted that the current timeline would see the station completed in October. Red Sox move on down to Houston tonight after being beaten by the Orioles yesterday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.